This begins the reading for Advanced Studio Classroom, September 2026. Arctic Satellite Boom. Space race drives the rush to build ground stations in the Arctic. Satellite operators are looking north, way north. As the US, China, and others compete in space, the need for fast and frequent communication links with satellites orbiting near the North Pole is making Arctic ground stations a hot commodity. That's turned Dead Horse Alaska into an unlikely outpost in the space race. The community on the North Slope Tundra, about 850 miles north of Anchorage by road, is the gateway to the Prudhoe Bay oil field. Virtually everything there exists to support the extraction of fossil fuels. There is no hospital, bank, or school, but there are prefab dorms for workers and a general store selling bear spray. Dead Horse also has infrastructure for satellites, including fiber optic cables to transmit data. You can only put satellite dishes where there's fiber, said Christopher Richens, founder of RBC Signals LLC, which operates 8 antennas in Dead Horse. Otherwise, the data comes down and it's got nowhere to go. Growing demand throughout the Arctic. We will see more ground stations. We'll see more dishes at existing ground stations. We'll see more cables, said Michael Byers, a professor at the University of British Columbia, who does research on outer space and Arctic sovereignty. Climate change is further opening the region to shipping and heightening its strategic importance. A Chinese shipping company plans regular summer routes through the Arctic Ocean to Europe, part of a plan for a polar silk road. Beijing has also vastly increased the number of its polar satellites, according to Jonathan McDowell, an astrophysicist. Donald Trump's proposed Golden Dome space-based defense system will likely include satellites focused on the area. Northrop Grumman Corp. has a deal to make 2 polar orbiting satellites by 2031. Boeing Co. won a Space Force contract for 2 satellites and an option for 2 more. What's good about a polar orbit is you pass over every spot of the globe, said David Marsh, founder of Washington-based consulting firm Space for Earth, and an Arctic expert formerly at the Woodrow Wilson International Center for Scholars. The entire Earth is rotating underneath you as you go around.